Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm going back to where the beach is near, the beer is dear, there's plenty of women out of the crowd. Walking around the final second, the whistle is gone, and Sligo Rovers are your champion. By the river side, you can match the tide as it flows.
Well, I'm being told that Average Joe's does not have enough players and will be forfeiting the championship match.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
Gary tried to and drive the clean out over the fence. Out in there, he's the Cotton. Jesus,
hello, you're very welcome to the Sligo Way podcast, season 3, episode 2. Adrian Partland here with the usuals, Ronan Moriarty and Ross O'Boy. Lads, how are we today?
Yeah, great. Good to be here.
We're very excited. Big guest tonight coming up.
What did you say? Our first blue ticker.
He's got our first one with a blue tick, yeah.
On Twitter, that is. It's a new form of tick from Riverstone.
Mona McSherry didn't have a blue tick, no? Owen Colgan?
Oh, he's short. No, he's not on Twitter.
Okay. So Johnny Kenny Jr. coming up. We probably have a few different listeners in tonight now from across the pond. Our first SPL player, we'll put it.
Yeah, yeah. There's a few excited Celtic supporters I met yesterday now in Foley's.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's people are pumped to hear from Johnny.
Yeah, I got a question in from one of my mates in Glasgow, big Celtic fan, Kevin Donnelly. I told you about him. His brother Kieran scored in Ibrox for Albion Rovers.
He told me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
great tale. Yeah. Two Celtic diehards.
These fellas, you've had some crazy summers with them over the years.
Yes, in Strand Hill. They've come to Strand Hill for years. Lovely summers. In the sand dunes.
Fond memories.
Rolling around the sand dunes.
Frolicking, yeah.
So Johnny's coming up very shortly because we know a lot of you are tuning in for that. We hope you stay with us after that. We've got all the usual bits, GA roundup, rugby, Roscoe's disappointed. Murty, you're disappointed on the on the junior soccer roundup as well.
Yeah, yeah, you're gloating over there.
Some Sligo Rovers chat and then a roundup of other sports as well.
Yep.
And not forgetting, coming up straight after Johnny, round two of Sligo or not Sligo are world famous now.
People seem to have enjoyed the game now.
Murty, you were looking for revenge against Roscoe. Well, it
was a draw.
A draw.
I'm not going to go 2-0.
He won last week now, or 2 weeks ago.
The word was integrity. You put a hard question in.
But they're supposed to be hard. Like,
we've got some good ones here.
He asked you like shoot the crows and then asked me about
I let the quizmaster.
I had to ask him some simple ones for just to tease it in. They're not so simple today, I'll tell you.
I'm looking forward to it.
For those in the axe throwing community tuning in, Hughla McGowan, the Axe Thrower.
Yep.
We interviewed her last week. That's going to go out in next week's show.
Up the Chuckers.
The Axe Chuckers. Johnny came in, so we had to get Johnny on tonight because he's going to be tied down. And Keola isn't in the Axe Throwing World Championships until August. So Keola will be on next week's show.
Episode 3.
It's a good listen. Yeah, it's a good listen. That was done. And that was it. So shall we get him out? The Riverstown Rascal?
Let's get him in.
Let's get Johnny Kenny in. Okay, joined by Johnny Kenny.
Great for the town.
Johnny, you're very welcome to the Sligo Way podcast. We've been interacting with you for a while, but it's great to finally have you on the show.
No bother. Thanks for having me on now, and I can't wait to talk to you.
Ah, no bother, boy. You're a great white hope. We're clinging on to you. We're jumping on the bandwagon with you. We're going to follow the career. Johnny, I suppose, first of all, the move to Celtic has been in the papers, I suppose, and everywhere all over the social media. So,
How are you settling in Glasgow is the first thing we'd like to ask you.
Yeah, I'm happy out now. I've had a rough patch, if I'll be honest with you. I'm out injured now for a few weeks and I'm just out of isolation and I'm on the hunt for an apartment. So I love it over here, but just have to get an apartment now that to settle down.
Were you isolating or did you have COVID, John? I know it's a personal question. You don't have to answer.
My driver that brings me to training had COVID, so I had to isolate for 10 days.
Your driver.
Nice.
Five from drivers were around.
We've all had the boat here anyway.
So yeah.
We got out of the way. Yeah.
How's the apartment home going, Johnny? Will you?
Stressful.
Is it? Will you live alone, will you?
Yeah, I live alone beside a few of the boys. But they're hard found a good apartment.
You'll get one. Come here. So I suppose we're going to go back to the start with the interview,
yeah,
Johnny. And again, thanks for coming on. So you're from Riverstown originally. I suppose your dad would be pretty famous. He would have been an absolute hero for me and Murty and most of Sligo. Where did it all start? I suppose Royal Harps, was it? And I suppose the back garden probably as well.
Yeah, start with our Harps, the backyard, and kicking the shit out of the brothers and stuff like that. But I played at our Harps the whole way till under 14 or 15. Joined Rovers then at 13, but our Harps is very good too. It's a kilometre from my house too, so.
You're six brothers, isn't it, Johnny?
Five,
or 60. Jesus Christ.
Too many.
There was a bit of trouble in that house growing up, was there?
Ah, there was, but we're over it now.
A couple of lads play for our Harps as well now, the men's team, don't they? One of them, anyway.
One plays for the men's team, yeah.
Is a good footballer too?
Shouldn't be let on the pitch, that one.
Two of them fucking played, turn up for the... We played the Shamrock Gales in the County Minor final there before Christmas.
Yeah, Kieran and Niall were on that.
Yeah, they were good. Fuckers. Yeah. Did you play at GAA as well, Johnny? Because I know your father would play for Sligo as well as...
Yeah,
as
I played this a year and a half ago. I won the Minor B Championship at Shamrock Gales.
I got minor B charge of myself. No, I can't. We bet Shamrock Gales in the final back in 2003.
You're in penny.
Yeah, we should have been here.
And come here, Johnny, was you like growing up, was you known like the stories about your father playing for Rovers and winning the cup? Like, that was like, we were only been 7 or 8 at that stage, but even I remember it was such a big deal in the town for them a couple of weeks. Like, I assume like he was an exceptional footballer as well.
Yeah, he was, to be fair. I give him a bit of credit now. I don't give it too much, but even when you're young, going into the showgrounds, to be like, if they're anything like your dad, you'd be a great player and stuff like that. But hopefully go on to do better things than he did.
Jesus Christ.
That's a good thing to say, Johnny. Anyway.
I actually played against him in Astro a few years ago. Were you playing that thing? Or was that the only thing?
I played one Astro against
him. He's still playing. He still has it anyways. He played Gaelic Glasgow, didn't he?
No, he was. He's delusional. But
such a madman.
Yeah, he's happy at it. So let him at it.
He's a good man. And of course, Mick, your uncle as well. I seen you said before, he was an influence also, was he?
Yeah, he's great, to be fair. He brought me to training every day last year. Couldn't thank him enough, really. And he's good crack, to be fair to him.
A fine footballer too. Used to score a lot of goals.
He's a critical one.
You have a good grounding, so Johnny, in the background. So you say you went to Rovers at 13, was it?
Yeah, 13, then under 15.
Yeah, and how did you find that? Was it obviously a step up from Arrow Harps?
Yeah, step up, and I was, as Connor said in an interview the other day, I was so small you could have put me on a wedding cake. I was small, but I enjoyed it now, and it was good.
And 30, you're always kind of playing a few years above yourself, weren't you? Like, even before last season, I remember you went on a run of scoring 4 goals a game for
the under-19s
and all.
Yeah, I played a few games in the 19s last year. I'd always play one up and us, and done all right, to be fair.
So try pace is the game, is it? Get in behind them.
Oh, run at them.
I would love to tussle with you back in my day now. I always like coming against a pacey player.
Kick him up in the air.
I would have been gone. I would have pulled the hamstring, I'd say, 2 seconds.
But that time, with the under-19s, do you remember who scored the 4 goals of that final up in UCD? That was probably the first time, it was probably the first time I know we had the famous tweet, or we had mentioned him
mentioned you were on drugs.
Yeah, in the Christmas show. We were drinking that night, to be fair.
It was a meal potato. It was good drugs. I meant performance enhancing drugs. Performance enhancing drugs. But yeah, that was when he first came to prominence, I suppose. And then the season started with the seniors the next year, and you were in. That was, it was only last January, really.
It was yesterday, last year, I signed with Rovers.
Jesus.
Freshman contract.
That's some whirlwind, isn't it, really? Like, yeah. It's, a lot has happened since then.
I signed three contracts since then.
Did we sign none on us yet?
How did you find Johnny when you went in then to, like, obviously training with the seniors
and football again?
I was looking forward to it, but I was scared at the same time. But they were good lads, to be fair. I had John Mahan there too to look after me, so you know if anything went wrong.
And he's followed you across the water now as well.
He is. He's only away half an hour down the road from me.
There'll be nobody left in the showgrounds for us to watch this year now, I'm afraid.
Oh no. We'll have to pull a few players.
Yeah, come on, Buckley. Johnny Kenny says sign our replacement. We did today. That's going to be the headline. Johnny Kenny going to Buckley. Johnny Kenny states no one can replace me.
stop. But come here, you said, was it daunting in the dressing room? Because you're only 17 then, right? Or are you just gone 18? No, you're 17 this time last year.
17, yeah. I know, so it's all right, to be fair.
Going into an adult dressing room, like, with some grizzled professionals. But who took you under the wing?
They all did, really, but they're Dave Cawley, Greg, and Gary Buckley. They were very good, to be fair to them, and they're experienced players, and they know how to... It was them one day, too, so yeah. They really helped me.
Was it you who told a good story about Greg Bulger and Johnny?
No, Greg tells a good story of you being on the bus to the away game, and your brother's driving a tractor beside you, and he was just sitting on the back, nonchalantly, yeah. That's Patrick driving the tractor off the road. And Greg says he looks out, and there's this 12-year-old that looks exactly like Johnny driving a tractor.
And that was on the way to St. Pat's game.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant. But I suppose you started the season in horrible fashion. Like, you took off where you left off the underage teams, Johnny. I'd say it was some feeling to get your first goals in, like, just in front. I know the crowds weren't really in at the time, but... Just to be 17 years old, scoring for Sligo Rovers, that was the dream, was it always?
Yeah, it was. It was, to be fair. I thought now I should have scored before I did score, but when it came, and I couldn't have found an easier one as well, but...
As long as it helps to gift us something anyway, John.
I know, it's great, to be fair.
Yeah, myself and Murty actually done we done commentary for the Cork City Cup game.
Yeah, we haven't even invited back since.
We haven't yet. But you missed, you weren't playing that day, we were disgusted. We had a few shouts lined up for you. But yeah, we haven't been called back since to our content commentary booth.
Scheduling conflicts.
So come here, Johnny. Like, I know you signed a new contract during the season, and it was a 3-year contract?
3 years, yeah.
So it looked like we might have you for a while longer, but when did you know first of interest from Celtic and other clubs, I suppose?
Yeah, I knew pretty early, to be fair. I signed that in the middle of October, but I had planned on staying then, and then I finished off the season very well, got goals, went away with Ireland, scored goals. So that only hyped up more attention. And then through December, I've had offers and stuff like that, so... I said, I'm only young once, I'm as well try it now.
100%. And with a minor B medal in your back pocket as well. You've done it all, but I suppose I was going to get on to the Ireland bit as well. Like, that was a week, a dream week. Scored in 3 games.
Yeah, like, that
obviously raised the profile as well. And never mind representing your country. I'd say it was brilliant.
Yeah, you scored against Pats and goals. You scored against Pats and Bowles, and you decided that as well.
Yeah. Now, the legs were tough now against Bowles when we played them. But yeah, it was unreal to play for your country. That were my first caps too, and thrown in all 3 games and hopefully done all right. And hope he'll be back fit now for the next group stage.
You did, surely. When is that actually, Johnny? What's the
23rd of March, where you have England, Portugal and Armenia in the group.
Where are they? Where are them games on?
St. George's in England, I think.
Oh, I won't get over to that one. That's obviously Euros qualifying, is it?
Yeah, last stage, top the group to go through.
That's Johnny, you had to score. A Celtic a Sligo man playing for Celtic scoring against England for Ireland now, yeah. Will you have something written under your t-shirt, Fred? Hoping you score, you pull it up. So, like, again, when Celtic come in, was it only them? You had to say, yeah, here, I suppose.
Ah, yeah, it was, to be fair. I had offers, but Celtic is Celtic. It's big fan page here and at home. I thought it was a good chance. I seen how Scales came over. He was playing regularly here and came over. He's done so well, to be fair to him. And hopefully I follow and play as well as him.
Yeah. I just lost my train of thought there for a second. So coming over, you came over with, a flurry of new signings. What's that been like? Have you all kind of helped yourselves? I know you were in isolation, so it's very different for you, but has there been 16 signings in the last few weeks?
There's been definitely five, Emma. Three Japanese boys have been good, and there was a new one yesterday. But they've all been good, and all the players that are there have helped us in, all the experienced ones like Joe Hart, Callum McGregor, and all, even them all, the young lads, they've all been very welcoming and make feel at home, so it's grand. I like it, love it here.
Yeah, and I suppose there's massive connections with Sligo and Celtic as well, like...
Willie McStay. Willie's a good man. I've been chatting to him recently now over the last few days, getting through isolation. I've been talking to him, but yeah, Willie's been good.
Willie's a good man. He camped out in Ballymote a few weeks back.
He did, yeah. He
slept out in the rough.
I'm thankful, yeah.
Takes a brave man, camp out in Ballymote, tell you to.
Of course, Willie would have managed your father as well.
Yeah.
94.
Full circle, yeah.
Full circle.
That's mad. Come here, question for you. We'll get to the questions that people have sent in because there's quite a bit as well. But a question for you here now. Before Christmas, you were at the Arrowhead Strand Celtic game. Yeah?
Yeah. Did you score about 7-0?
Oh, yeah. No, no, we don't care about that. But did you try and come on?
No, I did not.
There's a right room where you tried to come on, seriously, at half time.
No, that's not me.
I believe him.
Sure, it was about 4-0 at half time.
I was only 3. Anything, Marty?
Just on last season, Johnny. I suppose what was the the season started so well, and like at one stage, Wolves were probably punching above their weight at the start of the season. But did you feel like, I know probably after we went away and won 1-0 against Shams, you know, it felt like the title was on. Obviously, there was a bit of blip in the summer, but did you feel like the league was on at any stage?
I thought it was. You were top of the league after beating the champions on their backyard. It had to be on, but it just didn't fare out that way. But it was still a great achievement to come third.
Yeah, yeah. And would you have, when the fans came back, that actually the downturn in form happened, but did you find it different yourself now? The show games when it's in a good mood and a good buzz, it's a great place to play and score goals.
Yeah, it is. There's a great buzz, to be fair. And the fans are unreal. The singing is fairly loud now when you're on the pitch. But yeah, it's unreal to be playing there. Unfortunately, now we did go through a blip when they first came in, but we got through it and we made our goal at the end.
And that was European football really was good. There was a couple of weeks there towards the end of the season where it did look like that even that might go get away from us. Had your favourite goal you scored last year?
Good question.
The one up in Finn Harps, because it really kick-started us. I thought it kick-started my form coming into the last few weeks and pushed on then. Got a few for the team and we scored Europe.
Yeah. And the game, actually, just your reference at the game against, the last game of the season against Wolves. That was probably, and I know you were probably out on your feet, but probably the first half was probably, I'd say, your best performance in a row.
Probably wasn't. I wasn't fit to move every sprint. my legs were just so sore. But yeah, I did. I thought I played all right that day.
The two bucks from Bulls were terrified of you. The two centre halves.
I don't know. I don't know what to say, but yeah.
You're too modest.
Played against Bulls, to be fair to them.
Yeah, you've got a record against them. Yeah. Great commentary for your goal as well from Joey that time.
Oh, Joey's the best commentator out there, isn't there?
Hey! He would have done a bit of coaching with that. He's an old Arrowhead man as well, isn't he?
He's living out there, isn't he?
Yeah, one of the greats now. The Bulls game, the atmosphere was unreal for that, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was unreal, to be fair. If only I could have given the fans send off they deserved if I knew at that stage I was going to go.
Yeah, but you gave an all right send off with the goal you got and the chip off the crossbar. That was good, Johnny. Would we go into a bit of questions?
Yeah, we have a few questions in, Johnny. So we start, the first one I got, it was sent to me last night in the pub. Declan Baskill, who'd be a big Sligo Rovers fan and local football fan, he wanted to know, what's your favourite meal from Ozzy's Takeaway in Riverside? He does a great part of the invention of the man.
The chicken nuggets in there are unreal. A chip, layered chip and a burger then.
Oh, Jesus.
The nuggets are the best out there.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Well, we love a takeaway here.
Caught in the scenes. I'd say Celtic TV didn't ask you that question there, somehow.
Right, okay, with a more serious question from it's Everything Celtic, it's a Celtic fan page. There's two questions in this. What Celtic players would you have looked up to when you were younger, and what would you like to achieve in your time with the club?
Players, I don't know, like, I want to achieve everything with the club. I want to win the leagues, I want to score goals, I want to be remembered here at this club.
Oh, yeah.
I want to create a reputation for myself that can just be good and score goals, put in work for the team, and hopefully bring more trophies back to the club.
Well, that's a great opportunity to win trophies with a club like Celtic, and I think with full belief in you, but hopefully they get a song for you, because Celtic fans are well known for a good chant, like, for their players, and so hopefully a Johnny Kenny chant. What would you like now? What would be a good one?
What would be a good chant for Johnny?
I don't know now.
I'll think one up. Second part to that question, he asked, did you speak to Liam Scales or any other current Irish Celtic players before you joined?
Yeah, I spoke to Liam Scales a good bit, to be fair. He was a big fan of it too. I speak to him every day, nearly every minute of the day, pestering him with questions. But no, he's been unreal, to be fair.
How do you use the dishwasher? I'll go here. I'd say this is one of your... I'd say it's one of your contemporaries from Riverstown or somewhere who wrote this, Adam Cairns.
Oh, Jesus, never.
He asked you, who's your go-to pool partner in Tommy Max? Now, for people from Glasgow listening, Tommy Max is a pub in Riverstown. I frequented it myself. So who's your go-to pool partner in there, Tommy or Johnny?
It'd have to be Bomber, Gavin Flynn.
Oh, he's good. It's Bomber Flynn.
His name's Bomber.
Why so?
He's a great pool player.
Is he? Shark.
Well, maybe to Tommy he's a good pool player, but to the rest of us.
Come on, the Bomber. Okay, Bertie.
We had one in there. Again, I think it's another man of Riverstown vintage. Kyle McKenna wanted to know, when will you make a return to the Hearts?
The minute he's not playing.
He messaged me at 2:30 this morning about something, so whatever he was up to.
It was his birthday yesterday, so
alright, that's it.
And actually, I had a pint with Alton in the Blue about 2 weeks ago, and he had a question for you, but it's going to have to be heads off.
Some shit off him.
Oh, it was plenty of it. Yeah. I think he was arguing for a move to Cajun, Johnny, but he wasn't getting the offer off me anyway.
This question actually goes from a mate of mine who's from Glasgow, Kevin Donnelly. He's a big Celtic fan, so you better impress him. He couldn't believe we had you on. We have a few wheels at the Rover, so he asked first, this is the serious bit of the question. What's your thoughts of Ange since you've been there? And because it's been a while since the whole sport has been behind the manager, so the atmosphere must be good.
Yeah, it's very good, to be fair. He's came in and he's done an unreal job. They're up the top. And they won the trophy about a month ago. He's good. He's very good on the pitch. I haven't been with him yet, if I'm honest with you. But off the pitch, he helps me. Tells me to stick at it and I get my rewards. And he's been great to bring me to the club.
Yeah, we're only hearing good things. And there was probably a bit of skepticism when he first took over. Who was he? But he's really brought everyone around, hasn't he?
Yeah.
And his signings have been top class, if we say so ourselves.
Yeah, all of
yourself included, of course.
The big Celtic, the big time Celtic fans I know anyway are all
Ange lovers.
They're all behind them anyway.
And
yeah, I think everyone's behind them, to be fair.
Well, that's what you want. And the second part of that question from Kevin is, what's your favourite Rebel song?
Oh, now I don't know.
We need to have that one, Johnny.
Yeah, don't answer that. Who's next?
We have a question in from Ryan Lynch. Ryan wanted to know, So the question on everybody's lips since you moved to Celtic is, which takeaway in town is your favourite? So we do get a lot of food-related questions here because we do be harping on about kebabs and whatnot. So, so I suppose, you're away from Riverstown, what's your favourite takeaway?
Superfast in Kelowna.
Yes!
We're big fans. Unbelievable.
That's the best ever. We love the lads.
Unbelievable.
They have to get them involved in some way. It's fantastic, isn't it?
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Roscoe, so if you're on Instagram, is there?
I'll check now.
Yeah, it's so sick after it.
Ah, but sure, look, Johnny. That's all. You're a professional athlete. You can have a Superfast every now and then.
We had one in here from, I think it was from Calvin Lacey. He wanted to know what your favourite League of Ireland ground was. Like, apart from his whole ground, obviously.
Finn Park. I know. Daily Man problem.
Yeah.
Daily Man, to be fair.
And there was another one. Ozzy, I don't know if this question's a bit far removed now, but we lost him. Would you ever see yourself back up in the showgrounds is a question. I know that's obviously a bit of a strange question to ask when you're only 18. And...
No, when he started all at 36 and comes back.
Yeah, I'd love to play there again. I've only played there 1 year, really. So, yeah, I'd love to one day maybe come back and win something with the club because this year didn't go to plan. We didn't get to a cup final or we didn't win anything. So hopefully one day I get back in front of the fans and play there.
I suppose we could do our part by keeping it. If we keep qualifying for Europe, sure, you never know. We could end up playing Celtic at some point. There'll be a lot of torn oranges inside, wouldn't there? I know one fellow who remained nameless. I'll give his name, Shane Ward. He's a huge Celtic fan, huge Rovers fan. But he stated to me that if Rovers and Celtic were playing in Champions League, he would want Celtic to win.
Really?
Yeah. The bastard.
No?
So nice.
Good answer, Johnny. Good answer.
Yeah, JK, hopefully you come back with a pocket full of medals at 37 or 38 and a big pint belly on you and just be a big target man.
2 years in the showgrounds, 2 years Arrow Harps.
Yeah. Play junior soccer. Oh, come here. Is the hashtag going to kick off, JK24? We're trying to get a call on ourselves.
I don't know.
Yeah, we will. We have to. Is it stitched into the boots, is it?
No, not yet. It's stitched into
the boots. Get it.
Is there anything to that, Johnny, or is it just the number you got when you're in showgrounds, 24?
No, it's the first number, to be fair. Dara Healy just said, you're 24, and I took it, and I went well with it, so I said, I'm keeping that.
And following the footsteps of the great Caitlin Cole, of course. Has he given you any words of advice?
No, nothing.
Fuck your character.
Follow up interview.
Johnny, thanks a million. We're going to definitely get over to Glasgow soon enough and we're going to bring you out after a game. Because you were supposed to come at the live show.
Yeah.
We had a few tickets. I got COVID. But it's coming back in April, but you'll be busy. But, we haven't decided a date yet. But you actually, there's a bit of confusion with the live show. You thought you couldn't come because you're at 21st.
Yeah, I thought it was the week coming, but it was the following week.
You had a few pints on board texting that night, Jerry. Anything else, lads?
No, that's fine. No other questions? You've been great for your time, Johnny.
Thanks a million, Johnny, and best of luck. And we have a full, you have the full back in here of Sligo, definitely, and everyone else.
Thank you so much.
Okay, that was Johnny Kenny. Great chat with the young man. He's going to make it big, lads, and we're going to be right behind him.
Yep.
Friend of the pod, too.
Great man.
So, it's time for... Sligo or not Sligo? Are you ready, lads?
Ready to go.
Roll that theme song. We've got a good lot of entrants in now. I didn't use them all because I was writing them out myself sitting in Ross Common Town today. I'm going to start with you.
Chef today, Kebab.
Beg your pardon?
Chef Kebab.
No, it wasn't open at 10 o'clock this morning. We're starting with Ronan today. Okay? WBH's rocking chair. It's where the great man Swiss sat and wrote many of his poems and sonnets. In Sligo or not in Sligo?
Not in Sligo.
Correct.
Is it anywhere or just
made up. So that's one for Marty. Ross, you're up. Lava.
In Sligo.
Yep.
Lava, like... Oh. Kennedy's.
Lava, yeah, just say, next question. Come on.
Lava, come on.
Lava's not well known.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Could have been a volcano of some sort.
Well, here's one for you, Marty. So easy, isn't it?
It's not going to be easy now.
Mitchell Curley Park.
In Sligo.
Yes.
Thanks.
Ross, Hamburger Hill, Rathcormac.
Not in Sligo.
So funny.
Not in Sligo.
You sure?
Not in Sligo.
Okay, yeah.
It's up by Gary Clancy's house, isn't it?
Ronan, Siberia.
Not in Sligo.
No! It's a town, a little townland there between, beside the Skardon Centre of Excellence, called Siberia. Look it up. It's in Killara Strand Hills area.
That's a tough one, no. That's a...
Well,
yeah, look.
It's the way they line it. So, Ross, to take the lead. Keelty's Rock Bar.
Say it again.
Keelty's Rock Bar.
Oh, I'm going to say in Sligo.
Yes, Ballymote.
Correct, Ballymote.
3-2 to Ross. Fuck.
How many is there, just to clarify right
26.
Now?
26.
13 each.
13
each? Yeah. Ah, here.
Ramsbottom's Pharmacy. It's out there in Eastkey. Ramsbottom's Pharmacy.
Not in Sligo.
Yeah.
Fact that he gave you an area.
Well, he's kind of trying to...
Ross, Friar Tuck's Bistro.
Not in Sligo.
What was Friar Tuck's? He used to be a chip fan or something, wasn't it? Yeah. What was a chip fan around called that?
Robin Hood.
Ross. Really, for Pete's Steak, Butchers.
For Pete's Steak, yep. Fine Steak and Clooney.
Yeah.
In Sligo.
Ross, Susan Sarandon Milner. It's the, they make hats for weddings.
Not in Sligo.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Ronan, it's a sporting facility here. Pete Sampras courts in Killarney. Killarney, sorry. Pete Sampras, they're named after the courts and the tennis courts in Killarney.
They're named after. I don't know if there's any tennis courts in Killarney, so I'm going to say no. Yeah. Not in Sligo.
You're off a pick in Killarney. It could be tennis courts.
Well, I've been there a few times.
Ross, the Fox's Den.
Oh, in Sligo.
It is.
I wonder, they used to do a thing if you bring a bag of turf to give you a free pint for the night.
Yeah, the Fox's Den. Just like call
out. Well, is that the place in Gertrude, is it?
Yeah, no, it's up the top. Cash.
Cash, yeah.
Who's up?
Me.
Murty. The Salty Chip in Ballymote.
Fuck. No, not in Sligo.
You're right there, Ronan, yeah. Ross, Gannon's Gravy. It's a factory in Tubbercurry. Gannon's Gravy.
Sounds like the gravy scene in
that was all. There's no gravy factory.
Gravy's again.
There should be a gravy factory.
60 new jobs for the community.
Ronan, happy endings. Thai massage.
I'm on the edge with this one now. Not in Sligo.
Yeah. actually in Po and Tang Yang. Ross, Clun Lu.
Sligo.
Yeah.
Ross drives a lot for a living.
Duggan Eggs Farm. Duggan's Egg Farm, sorry.
Duggan's Egg Farm.
Yeah.
Where is it?
It's up the back end of Knockdaray, actually. There's just up chickens and geese and ducks.
Not in Sligo.
When you tease out the questions, you know he doesn't have it offhand. It's obvious. I'm going to start doing that now. Could you use it in a sentence?
Ross, McLean's Bar.
Where?
McLean's Bar.
Where is it?
Between Grange and Mahoro.
Not in Sligo.
In Sligo, yes! Oh!
I knew that one too.
Yes!
Oh,
you're trying to trick me. Oh, tie game.
I knew that one.
Tie game.
Fuck it. How many's left?
One, that's the first one you got wrong.
Yeah.
Three, four,
the streak is over.
Five, six, seven. I missed one. No, eight.
Ah.
Ronan, Lock Alone.
Sorry?
Lock Alone.
A-L-O-N-E.
Yeah.
Not in Sligo.
See, I've said this was sent by RF. And it's both in Sligo and in Mayo.
You can't be given a grey. You're wrong.
If it's in Sligo, yeah. If part of it's in Sligo.
A wrong one for cheers, ref, there. For he told me to get that one.
So that's an actual thing, is it?
Yeah, Lock Alone. Ross... Knock na Shamer, where the Shams hang out. Knock na Shamer. Knock na Shamer, boy.
Not in Sligo.
In Sligo.
Knock na
Shamer.
Oh. Where the fuck is that?
Somewhere on Google I found it. Ron Cumming.
In Sligo.
Yeah.
Strand, is it?
Strand Hill Road.
Yeah, lovely.
Ross. So, Gilligan's World.
In Sligo.
Yeah. Right.
Well, one after each, and we're level.
One each.
Oh, Jesus.
Who will I go to? Ronan, Jimmy Nail Carpenters.
Ah, come on.
What do you mean? You never seen the van?
Oh.
If you haven't seen that van around, I don't know who it is like.
Playing mind games here.
Jimmy Nail Carpenters.
Not in Sligo.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking dude. Here he is. Game, set, and match.
Ross.
Match point.
Honey, beeswax, Ross's point. It's just a bee's honey place. I don't know. It's a beekeeper's place.
Not in Sligo.
Yes.
So it's a draw after all that.
So I keep the victory from last week. So,
yeah, so Ross is still
he didn't win the last week.
11 each, two wrongs. McLean's Bar wrong by Ross. What else was wrong by Ross? Knocknashammer.
The McLean's, that's another show as well, thought it'd be.
Murty. Oh, wait, hang on. There's two more left.
Oh, for fuck's sake, suspense.
Murty. The Magic Road.
Ah. In Sligo.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, Road. Magic Road, Murty, correct. Ross, the salvage draw, actually. The Rusty Mackerel.
It's not Sligo.
Yeah, it's in Donegal.
What was that?
Rusty Mackerel is up by Sleeve League.
Oh, now we're back at our match.
Right, tie game. 11 each. Ronan, you got wrong, Siberia. And...
the one ref sent in.
Yes.
After I'm not reading out my question on the podcast today, too.
So, tie game. We're back in 2 weeks' time with the next round of Sligo. Not in Sligo, some good. Good ones there with Happy Endings, Thai Massage, Pete Sampras, Courts and Clanny, Courts the Yates' Rocking Chair, well known, and Hamburger Hill, Rockcormac, Susan Sarandon, the Milliners, the McCatcher Weddings. Well, they're all made up. Okay, we'll come back. We're going to come back with Michael Rugby, Ross, because it was a thriller in Hamilton Park.
The okie dokie.
He's made 5, 6, 7 yards. The great bullock of a man, this fellow.
Right, Roscoe, we're back at rugby, as we alluded to earlier, a thriller in Hamilton Park at the weekend. But
excuse me, you're supposed to give me the name of
an
obscure player. No, go on the spot now, give it to us.
Tyrone Howe.
T-hole.
On the wrong side of an absolute slobber knocker in Strandhill in the AAL on Saturday.
Well, hold on, we're 2 weeks since we were here last, there was two matches played.
Yeah, I was going to get into that other one.
Okay.
AAL game.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay. Sorry. Let's go back to Regions last week and let's tease it out what happened Saturday. So, big win in Galway Regions. A near perfect performance, I believe.
Yeah, look, we got the bonus point with the last play of the game. You know yourself, those fixtures after Christmas are always a bit of a lottery. Anything can happen with the good eating and whatnot. But the boys, credit to them, they're a different breed now. The young fellas, they're in good shape come January. You know, it's a bit different than what the senior teams used to be like back in our days. Look, a good performance. Wasn't our best performance of the season, but we got what we wanted to do. We got the bonus point. Four tries, all scored through the backs. Philip Carter, Cal Gooder got the winner. Ryan Feely and Brendan Cunningham. So it was a good attacking performance against the Wegians team that are fighting for their lives at the bottom of the table. It doubled up as well as a cup match.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so we are now into the semi-final versus Buccaneers, away to Buccaneers. A bit disappointed now. I would have felt we finished second in the league.
Dubarry Park.
Boy, yeah. We finished second in the league, so I thought that the home and away would have been decided by league position and finish. So we got a home quarterfinal, and Corinthians got a home quarterfinal. So we relinquished our home semi-final to double up for that AAL game. So, you know, we would have thought that we would have got home advantage for the semi, but apparently it went to an open draw and Bucks got a home semi-final. So, playing them in a couple of weeks now.
What was the final score, sorry?
28-0.
A whitewash.
28-0. So
4-7s.
What's that?
4-7s. Four tries, like?
It was four tries, so what?
Four conversions. So, sorry, we're getting an abacus out here.
Is he not our rugby correspondent?
Yeah. So we were actually, we were good. There was quite a bit of a random team. But we were missing a lot of people with injuries, people isolating as well. So it was good to get the win, finish the table in third place. So, you know, it was good optimism there.
So that was last Saturday week.
That was last Saturday and in Galway. And then on Saturday...
The mighty league leaders... Greystones came to Strandhill on Saturday.
Correct. Greystones came to town. Highly fancied Greystones. They've been impressive in the first half of the season. Only lost one game to Wanderers and they were putting up cricket scores on every team. So actually, ever since they announced that only one team was going up, effectively meaning that Greystones didn't have it so in the bag, Greystones would have thought that they were going up automatically under the... standard rules, but you can see that they've had a bit of a blip since that's been announced.
It would be hard though, and you're winning.
It would be hard, any other year.
No guarantee of going up.
So now they have to come. Regardless, they're into a playoff. So I'll get to that in a second. But Wanderers just about bet them as well. Actually, in the first game back, they had a missed goal, a missed drop kick, and a missed penalty in the last minute. And Greystones dug out that win. So they seem to be winning ugly now when they were winning beautifully in the first half of the season. So which takes us to our game. So look, I think it was one of our best performances in a long, long time. We certainly matched them. We'd more scoring opportunities. Our defence was phenomenal, apart from two chances that they took. Greystones physically took every single scoring opportunity they had. They hit a drop kick. You notice the new thing that you see when we've the goal line dropout?
Yeah.
One pass to the middle, drop kick, boom.
Oh, so they collected your goalman drop out.
Yeah, collected. Very good. So it's the first time I've seen it.
That's the type of rugby I like to see.
Yeah, yeah.
Boot the ball.
Yeah, so they that was, like I said, look, really clinical. Their number 10, Killian Marmion, no relation to Kieran Marmion, but he was a sensational player. Like, just, we spoke about him all week, targeting him. Everything goes through him. Get him, get him. It was the talk both games. We didn't get him much. He sits back deep. He just sits in the pocket. You know, he's got all the tricks, kicks, you know, passes, so, delayed passes.
Again, what was the final score?
20 points to 19.
Right, that's the crucial bit. So we'll go to the last few minutes, will we?
Last few minutes of the game. Well, I said with 7 minutes to go, the scores were 16-13.
Yeah.
We were on top. We'd scored a try that would have put us 23-13 up with, as I said, probably what, 10 minutes to go. And the linesman put his flag in. There was an off-the-ball incident. He felt that one of our players... had unfairly rucked one of their players off the ball after the ball was passed out. You know, the optics of it weren't great. There actually wasn't much in it, but it was right beside the Greystones bench and the linesman was there. So they all rabbled, and linesman put the flag in. And, you know, once you put the flag in, then the
sir.
Yeah, basically. Bastards. So we went off and scored a belter of a try straight up. You know, that phase went through about four or five hands, scored a class try under the posts.
Okay.
And, like, you know, celebrating, flag was in. We'd seen it right from the start that the flag was in, obviously with the dugout beside it. So the referee came over, long deliberation.
And did any of the try. The Greystones players actually stop?
No, the game played on, like, yeah. So literally, and your man dived, made an absolute meal out of it. But anyways, referee disallowed the try, gave our winger a yellow card. And
I didn't know this, no.
Yeah, gave our winger a yellow card, disallowed the try, penalty against us. So that was it. It was kept at 16-13. We scored another penalty after that to bring it up to 19-13.
Josh Arise was good in the build.
Josh kicked everything. He's really, really found his rhythm now. I think it was his best performance for Sligo since he was here as well. He was brilliant. And as I said to you, look, I think we just ran out a little bit of steam. We had two scrums, our own put-ins, in the last 2 minutes. They won a penalty off us, which we felt was a bit contentious. The scrum was wheeled. It should have been reset. The referee gave a penalty. They kicked it into the corner, threw to the back of the line out and mauled over. Then there was only 1 minute left.
Still need the conversion, though.
Still need the conversion. And he slotted it between the middle, like, not a bother on him, you know.
It makes just, he drop that. Sorry.
Yeah, so again. We were third after Wegians. We've dropped down to fifth. It's a very tight league. Greystones are first in the league now on 47 points. Corinthians are second on 39 points. Blackrock third on 35 points. Wanderers fourth, 34 points. We're in fifth with 33 points. Jesus Below Christ. Us is Belfast Harlequins on 31 points. Then there's a little bit of a drop-off then into seventh place. Dungannon are on 23 points. But as I said, the top four...
There's no room for error.
There's no room for error. You'd imagine Greystones are going to, you know, would be probably the only banker that you can think there.
Fourth would mean a meeting with Greystones again.
Correct. I said it to their manager after the game. I was like, look, you know, we'd be looking forward to seeing you in the playoffs. And I don't think they'll be looking forward to seeing us, to be honest. So right. We'll be playing them.
It'll be away from home, though.
Away from home, yeah. But
Sligo still have to make it, obviously. There's no room for error. There's no room for error.
And every point is crucial.
How many games left?
There is, seven games left.
All right, okay.
Yeah, so we're going to Belfast Harlequins this weekend. So it's a must-win game already this time of the season. So we'll be going there. No money to performance. We actually had 8 players unavailable against Greystones. So it's testament to the depth in the squad now that we fully believed on Saturday morning that we were going to get a result against them. you know, missing eight fellas. So I think that's just testament to the squad depth that we've built.
So what you need, pushing everyone on, like.
Yeah, no, it is. It's a great atmosphere now. We're getting about 35 at numbers on a Tuesday night of training, which is unheard of, and it's really pushing us on. So, look, we're looking forward to getting back this weekend. You know, in sport, you always get an opportunity the next week to right your wrong. So
unless you lose a cup final.
We've all lost them as well, lads. Mm-hmm. Ryan Feely, man of the match in both performances, as voted by the players. So it's, you know, that's when the players are voting for you, you've been pretty good. So he's been good.
I'm going to go back to last weekend, Roscoe.
Yes.
I was in Hamilton Park.
You were?
For the juniors. Old Rucker O'Boyle made an appearance.
Oh, yeah, I came off the Westport bench. Came off the bench. I made a rebound back again playing. I'm in two minds between playing again, but I enjoyed it now, I must say. Didn't enjoy the result, but nice to get on the pitch.
A bit stronger. We were scolded in the stand, a few of us, by Dominic Story's parents. And you come on the pitch. Now, none of this now. We know why you're here. Leave Ross alone.
You're only people in the stand sticking up for you. Yeah.
Who was with you?
Huh? Who? Hinesy.
I got a lovely turnover in front of the stand,
you did,
though.
You did. We let a few shows and seen him come on the pitch with some inappropriate nicknames. But no, you got over you were harshly done in a few turnovers as well now.
I was happy enough now getting a few turnovers. And I wouldn't have
took you off now. Well, I know you're
No, I took myself off.
No, I know that, sorry, but yeah, it was just, it's one of those things with seconds teams as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it was just a tough one. Like, I mean, we had a good team on paper. We always have a good team on paper Wednesday, Thursday. Then you come to Sunday morning and a couple of injuries on the Saturday. Some fella's cat is sick or something.
Some toss related injuries.
We went into the team and we four fellas dropped out, and it's just tough to replace four fellas that, you know, so.
Sorry, what were you going there for? I interrupted about that, where you were going to say something.
No, it was just a tough game. So just where the juniors are standing. Yeah, and now we're second from bottom. On 5 points for the season. Monavé, 3 points for the season. One game left for us. Connemara away. Top of the table.
My old...
The All Blacks.
Yeah. So look, that's us this weekend. Monavé of Tuam at home. Realistically, depending on how results go this weekend, we're either going to finish second from bottom or bottom.
If the bottom goes down.
So it's changed again. Only one goes down.
What is this? That's nice.
It's just COVID because there's a
game. You're shy all year, but here's another chance.
No, but the reason is because games are called off by COVID. So the crack is now we're either playing Monavé in a playoff match. If we win that match, we stay up. If we lose that match,
we play the team
that is second from bottom.
Second.
Yeah. So exactly. So basically, we'll have two bites of the cherry regardless. We're not going to finish. We're in the playoffs regardless. So
okay.
That's the crack. And just to finish off on the rugby report, our ladies had two matches. They had a draw.
Westport that day, didn't
they? Yeah, they had a draw against Westport, which looked morale boosting for a team that's building. And they lost the weekend to OLBC, who are unbeaten, top of the table. Like, so they're playing a lot of catch up there, the ladies, but. They're getting good coaching, their numbers are growing, and it adds a nice flavour to the club to see them there.
Yeah,
so.
I've seen a few of them. Great mix, very youthful and experienced as well. Like,
it's like a second team, even a third team. But look, it's great to see them growing.
Jesus Christ, you're giving them enough. It's the first team, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But it's growing. I mean, it's a growing team,
But no, it's great. There's youthfulness coming through.
Yeah.
And
the underage section is brilliant now. They're very competitive, all the girls and their grades. Yeah.
The funny thing with rugby, you want Lindsay Pete.
Retired.
Yeah, but she only just took up rugby like randomly enough and then became very good at it. And most of that generation, that great Irish rugby team, would have played zero underage ladies rugby because there was none.
Yeah.
But now the players coming up have actually played underage rugby.
Yeah, and it's a big difference.
It has to be a mass. I was thinking it's like them ones, they're like the ones, just say back when they won the Six Nations, a lot of them were just athletes from other sport who took to it quite easily.
Correct.
But now, and they would have played no underage, so it's great now that like there actually is a structure of 12s, 14s, 16s, 18s rugby for women, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And it's just like,
it's going to make such a difference. It's going to make a difference,
but the big things as well, like it's no more than like the underage of both genders are playing on AstroTurfs now and whatnot, so the skill levels are going up as well. So you're seeing the game, maybe it's not for the betterment of the game that's becoming skillful without the old passion and power.
But the
skill levels are going up, so
I just had a thought during the week, it's like them... older generation would have no underage, and these ones are steeped in.
The sport is growing every year. If you looked at the quality of the matches now compared to a few years ago, it's growing really quickly.
Yep.
The sevens is on fire. So that's my rugby review this week, lads.
Very good, comprehensive. Enjoyed that, Roscoe. And we're going to come back with just a roundup of our other sports.
A sporting event greater than the World Cup, World Series, and World War II combined.
Okay, it's our quick roundup of other sports that we're not so knowledgeable in. We're not knowledgeable in any sports, but here we go. We'll start with basketball. The All-Stars were beaten by the Limerick Eagles in the Mersey on Saturday evening, so a bad result for our men. They go to Malahide at 6 p.m. this Saturday for a 6 p.m. tip-off.
That's it, yeah.
You weren't at that run? I thought you were going to watch it.
No, I was Saturday night. I ended up, watching junior football Saturday night. But
sorry, yeah.
We're going to get to the complex one of these
days.
We are.
And Ross, have you touched base with Shane O'Mara yet?
No, because I asked him a couple of times. He said yes, and we've had to stop. So I'm quite embarrassed to go back to him. Right. So Shane, if you're listening, maybe you contact me. I don't know. I'll contact him. Yeah.
But not a great result for the lads. I'm hoping to bounce back against Malahide and pick your season back up. The ladies were playing midweek, I think, against the mighty Castlereagh Cosmos. But they had a comprehensive win, 61-16. Siobhan Kilkenny top scored with 15 points, and Aoife Leahy hit 12. So the Sligo Ulster ladies are back in the groove, and that's a 45-point drubbing. So good win for them. It's all from the Mercy Gym for us. Yeah, we can't go into any more depth because we didn't see it at all. But yeah. Just to give you the results round up. Then to our next sport, axe throwing, of course.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We had...
It's a new big one.
World number 4 ranked Keola McGowan of Sligo. And
the double-bitted axe. That was her category. Axe thrower.
We interviewed her last week. That'll come out in our next episode. So the Worlds are happening in August. She's a few European... The British Opens before then. Mm.
So one of Canada was she, and Germany, there's a few events.
Canada is where the Worlds are on. She's trying to raise money, so you'll listen to that. If you want to get involved, contact Keola. Irish Axe Chuckers, I think, is her Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram handle. Yeah,
and there was a dream of it becoming an Olympic sport.
We mentioned that in the interview, yeah. So, and I can't see why not. Skateboarding's in it. She showed us a few
axe throwing techniques.
Yeah,
no, because
yeah.
Skill shots, because they're going for the Guinness Book of Record of most consecutive skill shots.
Yeah, and wow, were they impressive. you had the golf shot and the upside down shot and the one through the legs.
Yeah, we have video footage of that.
Our beloved cricketers were in Lochray during the week, I believe.
They had a good win down in Lochray, I think, did they?
They won, yeah. They gave them an awful pace and they declared for...
The Duckworth Lewis rule didn't come in for rain.
No, not this week. Declared 260 all out.
Okay.
And
inspired, obviously, by the Irish Test Series win against the West Indies.
And the Lochray Langers couldn't reply to it. So a good win for our beloved cricketers.
Yeah, they had a new ball and they were throwing well.
Yep.
Geez, when summer comes around now, they'll be...
Well, with a good wicket, we're a summertime team. Talk in the air, in the ether, that a dodgeball team could be coming to Sligo. We might hear that more about that in the next few weeks.
Yeah,
it's anyone in Sligo dodgeball, they can reach out to us.
So reach out, and there could be trials coming up.
Any updates on SCW?
That should... I thought that during the week, SCW... Sorry. First of all, back to the dodgeball. get in contact. There's talk of a Sligo dodgeball team coming up. SCW, yes, Sligo Championship Wrestling surely is on the cards now because of restrictions being lifted.
Yes, yeah. You'll be able to get a grapple in there.
Yeah, and a suplex if you want. So I think Gino and the lads are trying to do that for Shout, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll be in touch with them anyway.
We'll be in touch with them. We're in with that. We've shook hands on a deal to be commentators for that. So I think that's all our other sports roundup today. If you want to get in touch, promote your sport, what is it, tennis, badminton, lacrosse, anything you want.
We'd love it.
We're
scratching our heads for content sometimes. So.
We love them all, and that is our other sports roundup. We're going to come back with a very quick GAA.
Chance here for Jesse Sloan. Can he score? Yes! Sligo!
Yeah, okay, so it's the week off the Allianz League coming up on Sunday. I only seen the emails. We got invited to the press night, but it was last Friday at 5, and I seen it after on our emails. All we need to check them emails more regularly.
Okay.
I was working anyways.
That's on the to-do list, so.
So we couldn't have got in for the chat, so thank you for the invite.
We'll be at the next one.
we'll be at the championship preview in New York. I believe Sligo played Antrim at the weekend, and it wasn't a fantastic result or performance. Challenge game up in Tyrone. Things started quite well, but kind of got overrun after that. So we go from championship. I don't know.
Didn't see much about that online. That was
it. Was a challenge game behind. I shouldn't be probably saying it.
Behind closed doors, job.
Behind closed doors. Young Spillane made his debut. His transfer's gone through.
What's he like?
He's long in range, I think, fitness via his game. I wouldn't say he's the well, what I've seen him with St. Jude's, he plays in Dublin, like, not massively skillful, but he's a big man and he'll definitely add something to Sligo. He's playing wing forward.
That's what you're looking for last year, a couple of big burly men, you were saying.
He's not burly, man. He's okay. He doesn't have the transfer, contrary to reports. He doesn't have to go to a Sligo club. Because I know he was offered a Villa in Strandhill. No, he doesn't. So he's with St. Jude's and he's training with the Sligo lads up there because there's quite a few in Dublin. So this weekend is the start of Division 4 and it's a big league campaign. It's vital for Sligo. And Tony McEntee as well. Last year was shortened and we didn't get out of Division 4, obviously. But Wexford away.
Tough start. Tough. Best goal at the best times.
Yeah, Wexford Park. I know they put 6 goals up in Laois earlier in the O'Byrne Cup. I don't know how the next game went for them, actually, to be honest. But yeah, it's a long trip. It won't be easy now.
No, it's always, even in good times, Wexford was always a tough place to go to. Tough league, though. It's a tough league this year.
It is a tough league. Now, sorry, go ahead, Marty.
It must be the toughest Division 4 possibly ever, like. No?
Yeah, you could be right. You could be right there.
I know Derry were in it a few years ago.
There's no gimmies at all. Derry were in it the year Leitrim got to the final, yeah. That was 2 years ago only. I left the Leitrim game quite confident. Well, actually, after Roscommon game, I thought Leitrim were quite poor for the amount of regular starters that out. But Sligo looked at something. I was in the dome. And then against Roscommon, I know we're bet, but there were still good signs. I wouldn't look into the Antrim game as much. I think there was a very good first half against Clare in the challenge game as well, last week as well. So, like, there is a stronger panel than people think. I believe there's this belief out there it's not as strong as Sligo panel. I think it actually is. Not saying we'll go up, but I think we'll have a good league campaign, but it all depends on Wexford.
Big start.
It's on the away game in Wexford. You don't know what you're going to get.
What's the second game?
It's Carlow at home and then Cavan at home. So, like, everyone's talking about Cavan and Tip. I don't think Tip are going to be Tip aren't going to be as strong as people are making out. I know the one Munster 2 years ago, and that might sound ridiculous, but they're not as good. They're very up and down. So I'd have no fear of Tip. Cavan will be strong, definitely. Like, Cavan probably will top it, you would think. Although we have them at home, I wouldn't fear that. So it all comes down to this weekend, really, because lose this weekend, you're playing chasing already. But teams will take points of each other in this. It's that. I don't think Cavan are going to win 7-7.
Do we have 4 games at home?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's huge.
So Carlow at home, like, I don't know how Carlow are going either. I think we're well able to beat Leitrim, London, Waterford. I put 6 points up there. You might not like me saying this. And you've Carlow at home. That could be 8 points.
Yeah, then you probably only need, two
more? You mightn't even need any more. Like, you probably, because teams will take points before. Now, that's just like hypotheticals. But I think with the team definitely to beat Carlow, Waterford, London, Leitrim. Now, other teams will say they have the team to beat that, and Leitrim won't fear Sligo.
Yeah, exactly.
But quietly confident. It'll be a big, massive boost up to Division 3.
Big time, yeah.
A lot of young players coming through. Mark Walsh looks like he'll start championship or the league at cornerback. So, Gilmore Gales, man. Long time since Gilmore Gales player was a regular for Sligo, so definitely. He has it all. Son of Jerry. Well,
yes.
Your
very
man.
Proud.
Is he?
Very proud.
Dylan was playing for Summerhill. Good Summerhill in the second day. He's a good player as well. Great genes, obviously.
Yeah. He's a big man of stature now. He's always going to produce something.
Jerry works with Ross and Power. No, I'm confident. Like, Carabine is back. He's playing out I think he needs to be out to field more. Niall Murphy seems to be buzzing, in fairness. Splann, Paddy O'Connor. Midfield could be a slight issue, maybe. I think that's where it has been. So, we'll see. Wexford's a tough one, but I think we can beat Wexford. There's always a wind in Wexford too, Wexford Park. So if we can play smart, 2
have
points on the
board. Have you been down there
before? Yeah, a few times, yeah. It's just down to collect strawberries one day.
Yeah, well, that's what you've been doing in the summer.
It's a nice fucking trip.
It's a long, long way away.
So it all kicks off this weekend, but I think most people in Sligo are going to Markfitch on Sunday. My own Donegal.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot of people.
There's talk of 10 of 11,000 hitting it.
I'd say so, yeah. I was going to actually...
You're going yourself?
I'm going to go for the luck. You're going?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Drop anchor with RF at some point.
My good friend RF.
He's talking about Twitter spaces or space. I don't know. That piece of technology has gone a bit over my head. But.
We'd love to meet him. And then, of course.
Of course, yeah.
Although he doesn't seem too gone on our content. Yeah. He always pushes it off.
If he chucks us out a few winners for the league, I'd be happy enough.
Yeah, so you know. We hope to catch up with our good friend RF and the Mio and Donegal.
But I'd say there'd be a huge crowd at that game.
They're talking over 10,000 anyways. Well, I know Mio have 5,000 season ticket holders, and you know how they are. They're nuts.
Yeah.
And I think Donegal have 3 or something like that. And in fairness, Donegal always bring a good crowd. And there seems, like, anyone I'm chatting, Sligo's going to.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, Oh, joking aside, great for the town on Sunday.
Great for the town, yeah. Sligo so Park of a Carvery on, I must mention, the sister told me, yeah. They're doing the border.
Carvery's back, of course.
Carvery is back. They do have a Carvery on during the whole thing.
I had a bite to eat in the Sligo Park during the week.
Very good.
Terry Quinn. Yeah, lovely.
Well, Carvery is on.
Carvery is always very good now.
For all our Mayo and Donegal listeners and Sligo listeners, Carvery is on Sunday from early. I was in the Centre of Excellence twice during the week.
Okay.
I went to see David Clifford first.
Oh, yes,
versus my alma mater, LYIT. Many people might know that.
It was a good game, actually, was it?
It was quite good. I believed, though, because my work phone battery went, so I had to have that on to check in.
Well, it's Clifford.
I was listening to Ref today, and Ender was saying how good Clifford was. I didn't think he was that good, but he scored 2-7. If you know what I mean, he played in the loop. Now he caught a few good high balls in, but if there was 30 yards of space, he wouldn't run out in front. Kill the ball. He let the ball carrier come, and he played in the loop. And he's so quick, then 5 yards, and he's just such a big man.
Yeah.
He was excellent. He scored 2-7. Like I'm saying, he didn't play that good. You know what I mean?
It's probably a sign of.
I hope he calls you out. I hope he hears this and calls you out.
Yeah. This is completely misconstrued here, what I'm trying to say. It's like when someone scores 2-7, you think they're everywhere. Done his job. You wouldn't even know someone's scoring 2-7. I mean, that just shows how good he is. Liam Gaughan actually was playing centre forward for Letterkenny, and he gave Sean Powder, highly rated Cork centre back, his fill of it in the first half. He got injured then with a hamstring. So, Liam Tordestrand not in the Sligo panel this year. But Letterkenny probably could have been further ahead at half time, but Leo Elver, outrageous team.
Yeah, I actually had a look at their 15. It's outrageous.
Stephen,
a couple of Mayo lads.
Connivore,
well.
Come on then. I don't know if I pronounce that right. He's just back from AFL. He only came on at half time. Yeah, good few Mayo boys, Owen McLaughlin. Yeah, outrageous pace. And that was in the Dome. The next day, it was out my other alma mater, Summerhill College.
Great to see.
I loved this game. It was brilliant. It was like back on grass. It was raw. I have to call out Enda again now, sorry. He said the referee gave one of the best performance round. I didn't think he did let a bit go now.
Yeah.
But it was hugely enjoyable.
Because against Ballinrobe.
Ballinrobe, yeah. It was a good game of football. Like
last minute point from the captain.
Last minute from Sean Clifford at Mary's.
Was it league or cup or what was
no,
it?
No, championship boy, cup. Round one.
Jesus.
Nice wee crowd of two. Mary's have a lot of players coming up, some good players in that team. 110-119 bet Ballinrobe in the first round. Ballinrobe probably not could have put the game out of sight in the first half, but did a few very kickable frees and went short with. And like the short free did come off. It found its man, and then Summerhill just about scrambled away a few times.
You fired them up at half time with a tweet, did you?
Well, yes. The Ballinrobe boys come in. Their manager goes chat, like he said, chat to yourselves for a second. And the boys are chatting. And the captain took over and he goes, "Have you said in the dressing rooms?" I said it nicely in the tweet. He said, "There's no one fucking from Sligo ever beats a fucking Mayo team," as we said.
Factually very incorrect as well.
Very incorrect. Summerhill had the wind in the second half. And Ballinrobe definitely weren't far enough ahead. And Summerhill always have that great attacking team. There was definitely goals, and there was only one goal came, but there was definitely goals coming from Summerhill. And yeah, he ate the words. The tweet was put out. Summerhill boys had the phones in the socks. Yeah. It's on. And just clipped the points over the bar. Now, Ballinrobe did look out of it, and they got a goal from Summerhill trying to keep ball when they should have just attacked. And they would have got a free or a point and popped the bar, put the 4 points. Ballinrobe going forward and eventually got a goal in the back net. And luckily, it went straight to penalties. But Sean Clifford from Mary's stood up. Mark McDaniel was given man the match by Enda as well on the RF podcast. I agree with that. Zach Mahan, a fullback, I thought was quite good as well. Sean Clifford, Darryl Boyle caused danger, and of course Dylan Walsh as well. So good win. They play St. Coleman's, our old nemesis.
Oh, the old nemesis is right.
On Wednesday, we'll be there for live updates, and Attractors play Clare Galway. These are two quarterfinals, so we'll have live updates on both games.
Who's it? They're playing Clare Galway.
Attractors are playing Clare Galway.
Yeah, apparently Clare Galway.
800 boys.
Was that what it was? Yeah. So it must. Yeah.
But your Summer Hillows at 1,000. That's true. So that's not massive.
But then I suppose it depends on how many. If they're only playing Gaelic down there.
Yeah.
Do you know? Like just any amount of sports played in Summer Hill, I suppose.
So it's a double. They're both on at the same time in the centre backs on Wednesday.
Is one on grass pitches or is one?
No, they're both on. They'll both be on the grass. Like
they'll both be on the grass. So,
we're going to update from both games. We're trying to get in contact with an old student in Attractors to do updates. Speaking of students and Attractors lads,
yeah,
we had one doing a
project,
a TY Woodward project. Yeah, they were supposed to do something with
A logo
with kind of showbiz or thing, and people were doing Ghostbusters, I seen, and all real things. But our man, Conor Maron, he done the Sligo podcast logo. So
it's Connor, great to see.
Big fan of the pod, I believe.
It's great to be inspiring young kids, isn't it?
Yeah, it's hopefully we're not corrupting you too much if you're only
do a TY stint with us. We'll find some role for him.
Super hands in
there. Oh, don't.
So Conor Maron, friend of the pod for life. We've got a photo of you with your project there. Thank you. You might do the updates for us.
If yeah,
you
might, yeah, yeah.
Let him off. David McAvoy's the principal up there, actually.
Let him off, McAvoy.
David, let him off. I know you from Summerhill. looking forward to Wednesday, actually, yeah. So two big games, two quarterfinals. They're on the opposite sides of the draw as well. Summerhill are strong. I'm not sure how strong the tractors are, to be honest, so I won't comment on it. Clare Gawler are supposed to be quite good. So I'm looking forward to that. Is there anything else in that game? No, it was great. Great excitement there. It was college's football. Coleman's, yeah, sorry. Remember Johnny Coggins was their manager?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Coggins.
I wonder if he's still around. If he is, he's going to get in the shout.
Remember me. But Coleman's for Summerhill, Clare Galway for Attractors in Beacon on Wednesday in the Connacht College's A quarterfinals. I know Colasta Ishki played Grange to vocational school today in some game, but don't have a result from that. And other schools running into county. Get involved. We're looking at the Coolas, the Enniscrones. What other secondary schools have we? Ballysadare.
Ballymote.
Ballymote.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. The Tech.
Malosh.
The Tech.
And of course, the Grammar, who are playing in the... What are you playing? Quidditch Championship? I know. Okay. That's the GA. So Summerhill and Attractors play Wednesday. Sligo hopefully get off to a winning start on Sunday.
And we'll hope for a draw in Mayo and Donegal.
Actually, there's just to go into schools, there is a potential of a Summerhill Grammar semi-final.
Yeah,
I
seen that.
In the juniors.
Junior Cup, yeah.
I know it's the GA section, but Summerhill put a nice score on Roscommon CBS yesterday.
Did it?
60-something points. Yeah, and every conversion. It must have been under the post for every try, because every conversion was kicked.
Every went over, yeah.
Right. Okay, we're back with our Rovers Junior Soccer. Murty, I suppose we had Jake here earlier on, so we better start with his teammate and fellow Sligo man, John Mann.
Yeah, John's
gone across the water as well.
John's gone across the water as well, yeah. There's a lot of worried people around town now from my talks to people over the weekend. John is gone to St. Johnson. Leaves it with the best wishes to everyone, but there's a glaring omissions in the squad now to go down to. Wardy said yes. Wardy reckons we need a centre-half, two wingers, and maybe two strikers. So that's a lot of players in... The season kicks off in 4 weeks, like.
Yeah. We'll go to transfers in a second. But yeah. I seen you tweeting earlier that you reckoned he was the...
Ah, he's very
how'd
good.
How'd you put it? Best centre-half you've seen in Showgrounds?
Possibly, yeah. Like, he was so good, and even with that year out...
I put Wesley Charles in front of you.
Well, that big Wesley now goes without saying, but... I know, he's very, very good. I think just his reading the game is unbelievable. Yeah. Just strong, can pass the ball... just always impressed on him. Like he always looked like he was in control of what was going on. And him and Buckley formed an unbelievable partnership. They're like two gazelles playing centre half of you, you know. He's a huge loss.
He is a massive
huge
loss. Like you don't. I know that undisclosed fee.
Yeah, don't know. I've
any
heard.
Ideas,
I haven't
no?
even heard a word about it. So apparently strange. There might. He had signed the contract. I think.
Yeah.
So
well, he was only like he was in. I seen him in CrossFit only 2 days ago, or 3 days. I wasn't in CrossFit. I seen a photo of him.
Yeah.
So
yeah, no.
Well, I suppose he had the train with the squad all the way up.
It must have come about pretty quickly, all right? Yeah, but yeah, he's off, and I think he'd be a success there. It's
might be fighting for their lives in the SPL.
Yeah, in SPL, yeah. But they won. I think they won the two cups last year. So
yeah.
Like outside of Celtic and Rangers, they will be seen as a big club over there. So. Perth, yeah, he's got a race course. I know that, so yeah. But I know best of luck, John. So, he's been brilliant for Rovers and
the Ballysadare Bomber.
Yeah.
So as you said, new blood is needed, and that started today with Aidan Keeney.
Yeah. So he would have Buckley would have managed him at Pat's in about 2016, 2017. So yeah, he signed today, much needed.
Falkirk.
Striker.
Yeah, striker. So he went Falkirk, he went from Pats to Hearts, and then he was on loan.
Hearts,
yeah.
Hearts of Midlothian.
Hearts of Midlothian. Been 11 appearances over 3 years for Hearts, but would have been on loan with Queen's Park, Dunfermline, and then he signed for Hartlepool for a year and then has been at Falkirk since.
Right.
So, look, it's... Don't know a huge amount about him, but we need a striker. So, yeah, let's hope he hits the ground running. Again, it's just not that fair. Like, we were getting fixtures for junior football for the next few weeks and realised that one of them was a night Rovers are playing Bows in the first game of the season. You know, it's 4 weeks away. You know, 3 weeks
it
away.
It is very close, yeah. It's around the
18th
February. 18th
February, yeah. First game against at home to Bows, so...
Rehearsals for a wedding.
But I'd say there has to be more to come. There will be more to come.
Like that Keane thing came out of the blue. No one knew this. So.
And usually, actually, with fellas that sign like this, you hear about a word beforehand. Yeah. There's nothing about this. So.
Like Jeff Horsfield, for example.
Yeah, yeah. You'd hope there was a couple more in
the balance. Far wrong there. It's with what's
named. Yeah, you do forget we have signed.
With the squad.
With the squad. Yeah, we have signed a couple of players from Harps, like the lad from Harps and the lad from Derry. Like they are in there. I never said that. although I did get sick for that from yesterday again in the bubble about the Paddy Kirk shout. But
yeah, Kirky. Yeah,
yeah. yeah. Paddy Kirk's going to be a great player for us. I always said it.
Fuck you, Moriarty. Yeah, again, a t-shirt under the jersey.
Just running over a cup in the air. Like,
yeah. Hopefully he hits the ground as he's running. Me and Roscoe are massive fans of Paddy Kirk.
Get him on the pod.
I'm a massive fan of Paddy Kirk. I just said
we'll organise a sit-down, Sicilian style.
Longford friendly postponed.
Yes, yeah. So they have a game this week against that loan, is it?
That's the first out in Seoul.
Yeah, that's going to be the first out in Seoul. Yeah. So
and the usual friendlies are going. I presume the Strand Celtic. Sorry, I must mention Strand Celtic's 50. We'll mention it during the talk, but I presume they're down to play Rovers in a friendly. I presume that'll be before.
Well, I assume it'll be before the season starts. Yeah. I don't know.
I know Strand have a lot on too.
Yeah, Strand have an awful lot on as well. Actually, yeah. Jeez, I don't know. No, they could play it in summer. You could still get Rovers on a Sunday when you know they might have played on a Friday, and you'd still be able to get a decent Rovers team out.
I presume Longford's gone. Well, it could be refixed maybe.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, not usual.
The usual pre-season.
Alone, Galway, Harps, I think.
Talking Mio team is usually good enough to...
Usually, yeah, yeah. That's usually where they start, actually.
Yeah.
But, no, look, it'll be... It's
transfer is the name of the game, so really.
Yeah, and it's not going to be long before it's back. So it's not worrying times, but it's getting a bit... You know, the season is very close, I think.
Like, you did 150k from Johnny, plus supposedly six figures from John Mahan.
Yeah.
Then last year's European money, and then banking on this year's European money. There should be a small bit of money.
You would think so, yeah. What I would say about Buckley, and Buckley said it the first year he came here that he wouldn't waste the budget. He wouldn't sign players for the sake of it, which...
And we don't know what the budget is anyway.
Yeah, no, you don't. And look, Rovers have an awful lot going on between, must mention, the women's team.
Yeah, we're going to mention them next,
But like Rovers have a lot going on between all the underage teams and the women's team and the men's team. You know, there's a lot. You know, there's a lot of outgoings there for the club, and like obviously the main incomings for Rovers are coming off the gates and the season tickets, yeah. And you know, so
yeah. Interesting few weeks.
Yeah.
Rovers women's played their first ever game on Saturday, 6-3 against Connacht. 6-3
win. Yeah, I wasn't around now for it myself either, but yeah, good to see that they got a win. Good crowd up there.
Big crowd in the Sean Fallon Centre. Emma Hansbury is back or in Katie Melly. Kira Henry, sorry.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
She's a big goal. She scored a hat-trick, I think.
Okay, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, no, look, they had a good win. They won 6-3, so they start the week after Rovers, so definitely be able to get up for a couple of them games as well. Like, I think they're going to have a big support for their opening few games. Anyway, look, and it was needed. It was time. It was needed.
Yeah.
Hopefully it can progress. Actually, it's been mentioned to me a couple of times as well. I just had to get it in there, but hopefully it can progress into a local league. I know there was 4 or 5 years ago, there was attempts to have a ladies local, like a junior league equivalent. I know that Strand, there's plenty of teams around the county doing great work with underage girls.
Well, I was at my daughter's game yesterday. She played St. John's. They're playing Strand Celtic.
Yeah.
And she must have been like 16, 17 girls in each state.
It's just when they get to 18 or 19, they have nowhere to go now.
Yeah, that's true as well. But it's like the rugby.
They have the base now.
Yeah. Like 10 years ago, they probably
wasn't.
They couldn't put a senior team together for love of money.
12, 14, 16, the whole way up now. So they're going to be playing
with their club to hold up, and then eventually they will progress.
Yeah, yeah.
So it is.
Yeah, so again, I think that'll probably
be massive. Years, but yeah.
I think that'll be the next thing in the pipeline, is that there'll be a local women's junior league.
One thing that GA, now I know it's LGFA, have done excellent. The girls, it's yeah. So far, and that's where you're 50,000
at their finals, like. Yeah, yeah. No, they're miles ahead of other sports. Ahead, miles
but
ahead
no, like sports. A good, like down the Strand Zero yesterday for Strand St. John's under 12 girls, and fairly enjoyable. And I tell you, not to be surprised, because my brother was actually walking, was there. And he goes, geez, they're good enough. Yeah. But seriously, they are, like, and, yeah, that's, yeah. And that sounds sorry, that sounds awful, but like they yeah, are, the girls are so yeah, no, they have it now and it's normal now. It's
again, this is about the fourth mention I think Gordy's got in this podcast, but he manages Colliery under 12 girls
but
as well.
Yes,
he did
a thing as well, like, and they don't have a thing.
I don't have, yeah, it's and there's plenty going on. So yeah, look, it's all positive news, I think, for women's sports at the minute.
Yes. So Rovers women up to a 6-3 win against Con Rangers. Right, let's hit the junior soccer scene, Murty. We'll start with the Connacht Cup.
Yeah, I suppose it wasn't a great weekend for Sligo Leitrim clubs. I think the only all-local fixture in the Connacht Cup was us against Ballysadare. Ballysadare emerging victorious on a 3-2 scoreline. I don't think we were at our best, but I must say Ballysadare came with a plan. I actually going to have to give a shout-out to the Belvedere, Mike Bassett, Adrian Barrett.
Oh, Summerhill's
Adrian Barrett.
The Belvedere Bozo.
The Belvedere Bozo. He was giving me grief before, during, and after the game. Yeah, he reckoned I'd be very quiet on the podcast tonight because we lost, but I don't know. I don't feel I'm that way when we lose, but sure, we might be.
We're not in school anymore, Barrett.
But anyway, Ballysadare, I thought they were excellent for 60 minutes, and they were 3-1 up at that stage.
Conor Davies' second goal, I absolutely loved. His touch around the way he spun Billy with that touch. No, he surprised everyone, and the finish was excellent.
And actually, the first goal from Gary Anderson.
He caused big trouble in the first half.
Excellent finish, right. There's some good, they're a good team.
There's some turnaround since the 14-0 Drubbin that made the headlines.
There was,
The Strang, actually, sorry, we weren't on last week, obviously. The Strang game, where they're 3-0 down in the 83rd minute.
And 1-4-3.
Because I was in a year game against
Manor.
Someone texts me, how did Strang do? I check Twitter, 3-0, 5 minutes left. I go, 1-3-0. I got home to Twitter.
4-3. Yeah, and actually
Wardy again there. Saw a good tweet.
Jesus.
Where does Murty go from here? And someone goes, usually the Blue Lagoon.
Restrictions again.
Yeah, ref was looking for the old. That was after the Manor game. But
there
was.
You said, though, sorry to interrupt you, but you said at least it wasn't 3 league points.
Yes. Yeah, I did. No, look, at the end of the day, look, everybody knows the situation with the league now at the minute. So, actually, just mentioning that Strang game, that was a big chance for them. They could have closed the gap.
Yeah, I was chatting to Ireland player manager out there.
I think he
was saying that as well, and I felt that they were right back in it if they were.
I think they thought they were going to catch us too. Like,
they did, definitely. Yeah.
So, yeah, look, I mean, I suppose we're a bit all over the place here with the 2 weeks. But I suppose when Carby had lost to Cliffney after, and that set things open again.
Sorry, that was after our last pod.
Jesus Christ. That was Wednesday, yeah.
Yeah, and then, but they bounced back. They scored 11 goals, conceded one.
Yeah, so now they were sensational against Manor on Saturday night. Five past Manor, now they were very, very good. So I suppose, look, the way, I'm a bit all over the place here, but yeah, fair play to Ballysadare in the win. They definitely deserve, for that first hour, they definitely deserved it. They had a plan. They stuck very to it. Now, they tired in the last 20 minutes, but they put so much into it that they did.
And deserved their win.
Deserved their win, yeah.
And Strand were up in Galway, they beat Crockwell 3-2.
Strand by Crockwell. So that's
last minute.
Yeah, there were two, were they behind?
They were one down in the first minute. They went two up, one up, and then Crockwell equalised, and Dylan Martin, who's a lot of goals in the league,
yeah. He's a very good player.
He won it in the last. I seen the goal. He won it in the last few minutes. St. John's didn't have a good day. They lost.
No, they lost. And Marie, they lost to Maria O'Moore, who we played a few years ago. Maria O'Moore would be strong. Yeah, to be very strong. And then the other Connacht Cup game involving a Sligo team. Our Hearts went down 2-1 to Clare Myers. So yeah, we're actually heading into the last 16, and Ballysadare and Strand are the only two left in it. And actually,
yes, Kirby are gone against Ballinrobe.
In the Shield, Colliery got beat by Ballinrobe 6-3, and Ballygally lost 4-1 to Shiven Rovers. So
not a good day for us.
Last two standing now are Ballysadare and Strand over the two cups. So best wishes. Hopefully, they can continue to fly the flag.
Our folks aren't now because the league is gone. So it probably is. But Arna Boyle, he got onto me the other night that I'd said about. Where he texts Tell Moriarty boys back. He goes, why'd you say it? I go, you told me to say it.
What if he's calling me out at 3 o'clock in the morning?
I should mention again. To the league. So Carby played Manor in the league on Saturday night in the 5-0, as we say.
So they won 5-0.
Back to 5 points. They have two games in hand.
No, they're now back to 2 points at one game.
Two at one game in hand.
Exactly, So that's as it stands at the minute. And then MCO, they were actually playing on it. day one, they beat Athlone 3-1. Day one yesterday as well. So they've moved up to the third. So yeah, as it stands, we've played 15 games, 37 points. Carberry 35 points after 14. Then there's a bit of a gap then back to MCR. They're on 29 and then Strand are on 28. So I suppose Strand are nine points behind us with 7 games left to play.
Well, whoever we're catching eight, they're not going to catch eight and Carberry.
No, that's the point. Yeah, that would be the thing I would say. They might catch one of us if one of us go on a bad run of form.
Shut
but
the talks
completely. As you said, it wasn't the league game, I suppose, which is going to be our focus at the minute. Like, I don't know, you know, it's like Carberry look very good now.
I'm going to say something now, and I know of a lot of friends in Carter and all.
Go on.
Club. I actually used to play. I played Carberry as well.
Yeah.
I think the Cliffney game is the kick up the arse that.
Oh yeah, well
they need it big time.
Yeah.
I think they're going to push on now.
Look, they're a very good side. I've said it. Yeah.
You probably have to beat them. Well, yeah, you're going to have to beat them in the game you play them.
Yeah, well, I think
that's the only way you could win the league.
You'd probably have to win all 7 games. At the end of the day, I think it's been a few years since the league has got to this point where there's actually still probably 2 teams going for it. So
just got their kick at the. Probably at the wrong. It was a few weeks on down the line, maybe.
It's harder, yeah. And even with defeats, like we got kicked by Strand.
Yeah.
Strand, you know, their poor Christmas. Yeah, and they did, but then we bounced back and bet Tubber, and I thought we were good today away to MCR as well. So, look, it's all up in the air at the minute. From our side of things, and Carberry are going to be the same. We're just going to have to try and keep winning games. The game against Carberry is scheduled for about 4 weeks' time, but you can't be looking. We're away in Cliffney on Sunday. You can't be looking past that game. We just have to try and win every.
I thought actually. The fixture computer might have left you to live last game. Yeah,
it could have, but it didn't.
But, it's exciting, and there's huge crowds going to the games. Love going to junior soccer games, and there'll be Hines is home from London. He hasn't missed a game. He's all over the town.
It's huge. At every game I go to, it doesn't matter who's playing. Even if there's a game on in McSherry, a Premier Division game, there's loads of people.
Face, but it's always a good atmosphere.
Yeah.
That Cliffney Carberry game, the 3-2 thriller, was
3-1.
3-1. Sorry. It had everything.
It had everything.
Ref incidents, tweets after games, goals, goal line clearances, counter. It was brilliant. It was a Wednesday night treat.
Yeah.
We'll go on to the fixtures next week. Do you think so many games have been played in Astro at the minute? Will we have in 2-3 weeks' time Wednesday night, or will it draw the season out?
No, you see, the thing is, I don't think we've ever been
played so many games. So many games. And if Strand are the same, they've
never. And even usually Carberry, Carberry are still in the junior cup.
That's because the Astro.
Yeah, it's because of Astros. Carberry would because they would go usually further in the cups than any other team. They're usually way games behind. You know, they usually have 2 or 3 games on hand on teams at this stage.
They're still in the FA Junior as well.
They're in the Junior Cup. I think that's scheduled for the 13th of February. I'll check. I know we'll have a podcast before it anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, they have that big game against Oliver Bond. Just as well, just to mention the Premier League before we do go into your predictions.
Oh, yes.
There was a big win for Killarney away to Chaffpool.
Yeah, he's outed actually. Killarney got out of jail.
Yeah.
Chaffpool, a few decisions went against them.
That was out in Bundan.
Yeah, he was at it. Very unlucky by Chaffpool. It was a smash and grab by Killarney, but that's what they're doing all season. So
But it has sent Killarney top of the league.
Top of the league for now, as we say, yeah. But a great game and great advertisement for football out in Bunnaden.
Good to hear, yeah. So they just to sum up the Premier League, Killarney are now 3 points ahead of St John's, who have played one game more. And then Glenview have moved into third. They're on a great run of form on 27 points.
Well, they've looked the hill and they've got a few signings around January. Yeah. They're pushing them on a bit.
Yeah, no, they could be.
Gino had the checkbook out.
They could be. So it looks like a 4-way battle. Although Kilclass and Scrone are quietly climbing up that league as well. They're into fifth.
And quite an active Twitter account now. So
they do, it is good to see. Great to see. There should always be a football team out there. They have a great facility out there. So anyway. We will go into predictions for this weekend.
Yes.
We are back with just league action. So
love it.
We'll go back to, we'll start with Super League. Friday night lights in the quarry here. Ballesteire at home to Carberry.
We'll go to that. Ballesteire and the Crystal Wave. Carberry, a wrecking ball for him for the last 2 weeks. the 14-0, I suppose, etched in the mind from the summer. I'll go, it's a tight pitch. I'll go 4-1.
4-1 Carberry.
Yeah, I think... Gary Anderson and Conor Davey up front, Ballesteire will cause them problems at the back.
Yeah.
But Carberry, 4-1.
Yeah, and then moving on to Saturday, in Strand 0, Strand are at home to Merville, 7:30 kickoff.
I think Strand will keep going. They were buoyed by their win yesterday. I seen some videos from the bus home. 3-0.
3-0 Strand, yeah.
Strand Celtic, yeah.
So then Super League on Sunday morning, we have Ballymote at home to Anna. It's a big game down at the bottom, other end of the table.
Big game, yeah. The East Sligo Derby. 1-1.
1-1.
Good on Walford Park?
Yes.
1-1.
1-1, yeah. Then Manor are at home to Arrow Harps.
Manor unlucky. Quite impressed them against you.
Yeah.
Obviously, then Carberry was Carberry their night, but they didn't have a strongest team, I think, against that they had against Yee. I seen it. Harps still reeling over the loss of Johnny Kenny. It's a yeah, I'll take Manor, take them 2-0.
2-0. Then it's Cliftony at home to Cartron down on the Mullaghmore Road.
I think this is a massive test for you now.
It is,
it's not a nice place to go.
No, on a cold morning in
general. Cold morning. It was called off against Carrie a few weeks ago. That could be a risk, couldn't it?
It was, yeah. I'm not sure what... I think there was a lot of rain the night before that, yeah. So we've actually had a couple of good weeks. So
they're a very tough bet down there, and obviously a good team, as you've seen, against Carrie.
They're missing a couple of players that night against Carrie.
Yeah, young Jack Dow. Well, I know he's still in his 20s, but he's well up the league with scores. And of course, only a stone's throw from the nudist beach there. In
let's hope that doesn't prove to be a distraction.
It's a big one for you, Marty.
Oh, it's huge. Every game's huge, yeah.
I think you'll just scrape it. The two boys up front will always get a chance. If they take it, you'll just win. I think 2-1. 2-1.
Yeah. And then MCR at home to Real Tubber.
Mail Coach Road versus Real Tubber. Yeah. Two of the great names of Sligo football. MCR, I have a soft spot for MCR. I think they're a lovely football team.
Well, they're third.
Yeah, no,
they're,
yeah, yeah.
They're flying like
some, some fellas there with outrageous medal collections. Yeah, yeah. Like,
no, they're a good side.
Yeah. 3-0, MCR.
3-0, right. So then just moving quickly on to the Premier League, we've on Saturday night, St John's at home to Ballygally and McSherry Park. Big game for
John's.
John's
need to bounce back. Valley Rovers get them handed their air system there a few weeks back, and then, of course, in the Cup as well. So they could crumble. They need a result, and they're going to get a draw only 2-2.
2-2. Then the two former teams in the league, well, outside of Clanny, I suppose, Kilglass Enniscrone against Glenview up in Michael McGowan Park in Enniscrone.
See the boys on the hill. They'll have the Dooley Express going up there, will they? They're in good form. The Glenview, yeah, they've some good players there. They'll win 2-0.
Then Colley Bowes and Bad need to win home to Drumahair.
Bad need, yeah, slip up big time the last few weeks. 1-1.
Ben
Bulbin. Derby there, the Parks Castle Derby. I think
that's correct. Yeah, yeah. Ben Bulbin against Gertrude.
Look, only 1 minute there for me. Gertrude 2-0.
Then in at 2 o'clock, our everybody's second favourite team, Shaftford United at home to Valley Rovers. Valley Rovers riding the crest of the wave.
Valley Rovers, crest of the wave. They were told, I think their manager told people on Ocean FM to watch out for them. They were second from bottom of the league when he said that. But a massive win against Johns. Who would have played? Chaffpool, sorry. Yeah. I beloved Chaffpool. I like Valley Rovers. 2-1 Chaffpool. 2-1 Chaffpool. Hughie Marin with a double.
Yeah, and then so rounding off the weekend's fixtures up in Carrick. It's Carrick Town at home to the new league leaders, Clanny United.
Yeah, I was actually having lunch in the Bush Hotel in Carrick there yesterday, and I bumped into the Carrick manager, and he said, few injuries back, teams are good, we had a bowl of chowder, and training's going well. I think that's up in Carrick at the railway stadium. The railway station, yeah. The railway stadium. Only 1 minute for me, Carrick 1-0.
1-0, okay. And yeah, that kind of rounds everything up, I think. So
yeah, that was good, I enjoyed that. And of course, Johnny Kenny there as well earlier in the show.
So yeah, I think that's football rounded up for another couple of weeks.
Football rounded up, and that's nearly us, lads. Good show.
I think
happy with that.
Strong performance.
Strong performance. Conor Marin, as he had to shout it again, our TY.
Our
project on TY. Something we forgot to start a show, and big news, of course. And well, it's not big news, but live show.
Yes.
So restrictions obviously lifted suddenly since we were on last. So we are in the process of
selecting a date.
Yeah.
But so it looks like it might be sooner than we thought.
Yeah, yeah. Sooner than we thought. Tickets,
of
course.
Make the most of it. If restrictions go up again in the month. Restrictions go up again in the month.
Maybe.
So let's get it done.
We'll try and get it, we're trying to figure dates out. While everyone, we'll just let it settle a wee bit maybe. Yeah. And try to figure dates out. Tickets still.
Stacked.
Any tickets bought were valid, of course. Yeah. And yeah, good to go. So we'll get that out soon enough. Thanks, Johnny Kenny, lads. That was enjoyable. And back in 2 weeks' time, we're going to be fortnightly. Must say to you, if you can rate and review, it helps get the podcast out there and it helps us. Thank you, and we're back with the Axe Lady in 2 weeks' time. Kia ora, McGowan.
Up the chuckers.
Up the chuckers. I'm going back to where the beach is near. The beer is dear. There's plenty of women out of the crowd. Walking around the final second. The whistle is gone. And Sligo Rovers at your back. By the
riverside, well, I'm being told that Average Joe's does not have enough players and will be forfeiting the championship match.
So bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
Gary tried to and drive it clean out over the fence. Oh, he's there. He's a card. Jesus, in the bookie shop, I don't.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.